All right, guys, thank you for joining me today on the Angry Truth Channel, episode 4. We're going to talk about the solution for population collapse. Now, the solution for the population collapse seems to be the human army, and I'll get into that in a little bit. But the solution for population collapse, guys, has gotten a more darker meaning to it. We've had scientists over the last few years, actually, but raising the alarm, if you will, this year, they are looking at a decline in human population. So I guess that's a decline in birth rates as well. I don't know if they're calculating the sudden deaths that we are running into or seeing, but they are, I guess, essentially worried about this collapse of the human race. Now, one scientist had a radical idea that could save the human race without any consequences. First of all, there's no such thing as no consequences. A lot of things that were invented have unintended consequences, right? That's something we learn when we get older. That being said, watching the reduction of humans on this planet has gotten scientists worried. But one scientist is toying with the notion, and he has a well-thought-out plan on this notion, creating humans or growing humans in what they call baby pods, right? So baby pods are these little pods that you grow babies in. It's actually, the scientific term is artificial womb. There's probably a more nerdier term to it. But nonetheless, they want to start growing babies to counteract the population decline. Countries are falling into chaos and food is becoming scarce, and that's probably another reason for the population decline. We are seeing food scarcity pretty much all over the world. We're seeing food prices in countries like the US, Canada, UK. We're seeing food prices go up, which will start to create a food scarcity for people who can't afford it. So with that, guys, billionaire Elon Musk has frequently spoken about the concern of underpopulation. He has also mentioned that people should focus on having more babies to resolve this problem of lower birth rates and population collapse. Now, even Elon Musk has noticed this as well. Scientists are noticing this, so this is becoming an issue. Now, enter a film producer and biotechnologist, Haseem Al-Ghalee, who has created or who is looking to recreate technology to allow women to have kids outside of the uterus, i.e. baby pods or artificial womb. This is being marketed towards women who can't have kids, women who don't have uteruses because they were removed for whatever medical reason. And now and women who also often miscarry or have premature births. So they're marketing this towards women right now. There is a big downside to this, and I'll get into that in a little bit. Now, Haseem Al-Ghalee has come up with the idea of the artificial womb. The artificial womb would be in a facilities. So this facility would house anywhere between 400 growth pods or artificial wombs. This would be 75 labs, each equipped with 400 growth pods. He's saying that they can grow up to 30,000 babies a year. Now, the human population is, I like to think, not that I like to think, but I'm suspecting it's being exterminated, right? Because the introduction of certain vaccines that are now wiping people out. People are just dying suddenly. So with the World Economic Forum looking to reduce the human population, and the human population doing it on its own, actually, because of stressors and things like that, low birth rate, people not able to have kids, more and more women are not be able to hold kids, and more men are not producing enough sperm to have kids. So those two alone are seemingly natural on their own, with the outside world impeding on it through way of, again, technology, stress, things of that nature. So we're being exterminated in those fashion, but yet this guy wants to grow 30,000 babies a year. Now, that's seemingly not a lot, because there is definitely a higher birth rate of kids a year around the world. So you're thinking 30,000 babies out of the 75 labs. All right, now obviously if this turns into something, the 30,000 babies will grow into 300,000 to 3 million a year. But the problem is, guys, is that this is geared towards human commercial use right now. There's going to be a weaponization of it down the line. Now, the way they're selling this for women and people who can't have kids, or couples that can't have kids, you can genetically modify your baby to however you want, right? Blue eyes, blonde hair, smart as Albert Einstein, athletic as the most athletic person on the planet, Bo Jackson, just using him as an example, and I know I'm dating myself, but you want to have, they want to market that you can do this to your kids, that you can genetically modify your baby. Now, again, that in itself is another issue, right? And the issue is, who wants a stupid kid and who wants an unathletic child? Now, yes, obviously if you're a nerd or a hipster, you don't want an athletic kid because you don't want your kid showing you up. But if you are an athletic person, you want an athletic kid. But what athletic person doesn't want a smart kid? What person doesn't want a smart kid? There's not a single person on this planet that will go into this lab and go, hey, you know what? I want my kid to be stupid. Can you build me a stupid kid? Says no one. So the offering of making your kid smart and genetically modifying your kid to do so is dangerous. Because how many smart kids are going to have? How many kids are going to excel, surpass everyone? And when you start genetically modifying kids, you're going to have some evil genius in there somewhere. And I know it's a little far-fetched, but evil geniuses, guys, is a thing. And if you are modifying kids to do such, this is an issue. Now, athletic kids. How many athletic kids are you going to build? Are these athletic kids going to be putting natural kids out of business? Are these smart kids going to be putting naturally smart kids out of business? Right? So it's going to create a new society of people. Not kids, but people, because kids grow into adults. Adults are people. You can call kids little people, but that's a split in hairs. So, where does this go, and where does this end? What's the amount of money you're willing to spend on creating a smart, athletic kid? This is going to be out of reach for a lot of people. Even common rich folks won't be able to afford this. Enter the weaponization of this baby growth, baby pod artificial womb. They will sell this technology to the military. The military will grow super soldiers. If super soldiers are being created, human soldiers will be outdated and put out to the pasture, if you will. Creating super soldiers would be for only one reason. At first, they will tell you that super soldiers will no longer allow humans to be put in harm's way. That's how they'll sell it. Your kids will no longer need to be drafted. That's another selling point. But if you're creating super soldiers and you're creating a being that is almost indestructible, as of right now they hadn't talked about that, but it's almost indestructible, would be super fast, can aim and hit a fly from 100 meters away. I mean, the perfect soldier. And hand-to-hand combat with a superhuman soldier would be out of the question for humans. We would only be able to use whatever firearms we have unless they do some crazy shit to their skin. This is the kind of shit that I'm thinking about down the line. Now, obviously, they haven't done that yet, but I can see them doing it. I can see them trying to make their skin impervious to bullets, rounds, bombs. When you start making superhuman soldiers, are you making superhuman soldiers to protect the United States or to keep people in line? That is the question a lot of people need to ask. Super soldiers are a dangerous thing. Now, do I see them being outlawed? Probably. But once that technology is out there, guys, you'll have superhuman assassins. You'll have guys running missions for their handler. And then the handlers are going to probably get beside themselves and wind up dying. This is, like I said, guys, going to be a bigger problem than this. Now, will we see this kind of shit in our lifetime? Probably not. I think down the line, we'll see the first pod babies being born. But as far as the super soldier, superhuman, super smart, we probably won't see that till decades or centuries down the line. But this is the doorway or the Pandora's box that is starting to open. Humans have a bad track record of opening Pandora's box. And then going, oh, we didn't see that coming. Well, because you didn't have the foresight to look that far. Or maybe you did and you just didn't care about the outcome. Look at the internet. Look at social media. The unintended consequences with social media is rearing its ugly head. It took 10 years, but look where we are. We have kids committing suicide. We got kids that are not happy with their bodies. We got kids that are trying to compete with other kids whose lifestyle is well above theirs because their parents are rich. You got kids that don't love their parents or don't like their parents because they're not rich, blaming their parents for being in the position they're in. And this is social media. Now, pod babies, if you will, pod people, we'll call them. What is that going to look like to the human kid? Well, why didn't you make me smart? Why didn't you do this? In itself, the pod people will be a new society of people. How are we going to handle that, and how are we going to interact with them? These are a lot of questions, guys, that need to be asked. And I'm going to tell you right now, these questions will probably be brought in front of some committee, and you'll have people like Haseem Al-Khalid who'll just point out the fact that it's giving a mother a chance to be a mother, which in itself is a bullshit statement, because if you don't have a baby grown inside of you, the automatic connection with that child is not there. And any mother who has carried a child knows that there's an automatic connection. There's just that connection with the child you cannot get around. Adopting a kid is nowhere near the same as growing a child inside of you, or a human inside of you. The automatic connection is there once the child is conceived. The morning sickness, the thumping in the stomach, feeling the baby move, you're not going to get any of that. Now, granted, this technology, they're allowing you to watch a baby grow via camera, especially if the baby's in a facility. They're allowing you to buy a vest so that you can feel the baby kick when it comes time for the baby kicking, if the baby's in the facility. There's also a home option where you can watch the baby grow by your bedside or somewhere in your room. Granted, you might not want to watch the first few weeks of this baby form. Nonetheless, you can have a home option of it growing in a home with you. They have features where you can talk to the baby with the internal speakers inside the pod. You can pick whatever music you want the child to listen to as it grows. You can share moments of the child reaching its milestones and put it on social media. None of that can ever replace a mother growing a child inside. A mother growing a child inside of her is a personal and sacred event, if you will. Putting it on social media is not that. Now you're subjecting this kid to social media at an early age, at the age of sperm, right? So again, guys, this is a disconnect. You are growing your child to put them on social media and watch this child grow from inception to adulthood all on social media. This is all this kid will know. This is all how this kid will be recognized. Will this kid be ostracized once he gets to school because he's a pod person? A lot of things need to be discussed and a lot of things need to be addressed. And there's so many questions. A lot of negative questions outweigh the good. And therein lies your problem. This is about money. This is not about making someone happy or making a mother complete. When you adopt a child, there is still a disconnect. Now, a lot of mothers will argue this. They're like, no, there isn't. It is a disconnect. Now, and a mother who has had a child grown inside of her and adopts a kid knows what I am talking about. It is not the same. The kid you adopted from the shelter down the block versus the kid you grew inside of you, there is just two different connections. Over time, you will grow to love the kid you adopt, and you will even look at him as entirely your own. But there is still that unspoken disconnect that mothers will not say out loud, but often think in their head. Anyway, guys, with that being said, there are just too many questions with growing pod people, you know. And so we will ultimately be engineering a new society of people if this goes on. This will be a problem. All right, guys. Anyway, other than that, this is the Angry Prepper. Thank you for listening to the Angry Truth channel, and I will see you in the next, or you will hear me in the next podcast. Thank you.